Good morning. And happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. I'm going to change up the tradition now, okay? So pay attention. All of you who have mothers, please stand. It's amazing, yes. The common denominator of our humanity. So thank you very much. You may be seated. That is to honor all of our mothers, past and present, living and deceased. And we are reminded that we are surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses. So even for the mothers who are no longer with us in body, they are gathered around us in that great host of heaven. So let us give thanks for them. Announcements together. Let's see, we have next Sunday is Sue Spivey Sunday. So we're gonna honor Sue. She's hiding back there in what I like to call the Baptist row, very far back, and a long way to come up for an altar call, Sue, but we will spare you that. She has been a person of great significance in our church, in the Somerville Church, and also in Cherokee Presbytery. And we want to take an opportunity to acknowledge all of her service and love. Now, after we honor Sue, we're going to do what Presbyterians do best. We're going to eat. We will have a covered dish, well, not covered dish, we're going to have a fellowship luncheon, and everybody will be invited to that. Please make a reservation, but if you forget to reserve, don't worry about it. There's always plenty to eat. The mission team has purchased 30 seats for the Dalton Whitfield NAACP Juneteenth celebration and gala. That's going to be on Saturday, June 17th at 5 p.m. Let Alice know if you want a ticket to that, or call the church office. Tickets are on a first-come, first-serve basis. Regretfully, the soup and sandwich, soup and scripture meeting will not be held tomorrow. I've got to take Miss Vicki back to the hospital to have a little procedure done, so please keep us in your prayers. Now, if you want me to make an announcement, please don't just scribble a little note and stick it on the pulpit. There's a good chance with my vision that I might not see it. This is the correct way, okay? And this says that Roger Rollins would like to talk about Camp AIM during the announcements. He asked that I let you know. So there it is. Be ye thereby admonished. Roger, come join us up here. Thank you, Roger. Let us now greet each other. The peace of Christ be with you.
We gather in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
We gather to bear witness that God loves us.
We gather to bear witness of our love for each other.
In His love, let us worship God.
And let us pray. As a mother loves her children, O Lord, so you love us. As a hen gathers her chicks under her wings for protection, so you gather us and comfort us. As inexorable as the tides and as mysterious as the wind, you call us to your heart and hold us in your love. In this we find our peace. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins to God, who is faithful and just, he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In humility and faith, let us confess our sins together, first in silence. And together we pray. We confess, O Lord, that it is hard to love even as you have loved us. We have cut the cords of compassion and quickly heeded the calls of anger and hatred. We are marked by our shallowness and shamed by our misdeeds. Teach us again to love as you love. Remind us of our heavenly home and guide us there by degrees that we may rest in your grace through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Now we'll have our time with the children. I'll ask the young people to join me up front, please.
Come on. Very good. Oh, we've got, don't drop your bow, dear. That's beautiful. What do you have there? What's his name or her name? Who? Sheepy? Oh, well, hello, Sheepy. We are so glad you are here with us. Well, what day is today? What?
Sunday.
Yeah, Mother's Day, right? Are we doing anything nice for our mothers this morning? What are you doing? You gave her a present? Wonderful. And you gave mommy lots of presents. Okay. Yes. Let's see here.
I gave daddy a present.
You gave.
And we gave daddy a gift.
Oh, gave daddy a gift. Is that so daddy won't feel jealous about mommy getting all the attention?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you know, it's a great day. Every day is Mother's Day because every day, guess what? Your mother is a mother. Isn't that marvelous?
That doesn't make any sense.
That what? What'd say?
He said that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. Well, every day is Mother's Day because every day your mother is a mother. And every day my mother is a mother. Even though she's not with us anymore, she is still my mother and always will be. You get, all right, very good. I knew if I hammered that point home enough. But you know what? Every day is Mother's Day, and every day is Father's Day, and every day is Children's Day, because guess what? We love each other on every day. Is Children's Day even, you better believe it's a thing. Yes, I told my boys that. They wanted to know when Kids' Day was, and I said, every day. So, let's look at this. Mother's Day is a day we celebrate our mothers. We honor them because it is a special day. But we honor our mothers every single day. I asked my mother years and years ago, I said, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she said, just a little peace and quiet. So I gave her a peace lily. It didn't live very long.
Speaking of Lily, we have a dog named Lily.
You have a dog named Lily. Wonderful. Well, today I want us to remember to honor our mothers and love them, not just today, but every day, okay? Because every day is Mother's Day, and every day is Father's Day, and every day is Children's Day. So let's love each other all the time. Yes, it is really a thing. It's today. Let's pray together. Holy God, we thank you for our mothers. We thank you for the love they show us. And we thank you that they have come and they have gone and they are still all around us by virtue of the love they have for us. So bless, we pray, this day and all the mothers gathered here and all the mothers around the world. And may we show them honor and love and grace through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, I'll see you next Sunday.
Let us pray. Eternal God, whose word silences the shouts of the world, quiet within us every voice but your own. Speak to us through the embracing love of Jesus Christ, that we may receive his grace and live in his hope. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning is Psalm 115. Listen for God's word. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have noses, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not feel. They have feet, but they do not walk. They make no sound in their throats. Those who make them are like them. So are all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to human beings. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time on and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And our second scripture comes from the first book of Peter, chapter 3. Listen for God's word to you. Now, who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
That was simply wonderful. Thank you, choir. Thank you, children. That was the best Mother's Day present I could get. Well, I'm not a mother, but clergy are sometimes thought of as the third gender. There are men, women, and clergy, but if you go to Rome, to the Vatican, you will see there are three restrooms, men, women, clergy, so I have it on good authority. Our gospel lesson today is taken from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. We are finishing up our study of this particular chapter. We began it last week, we'll finish it today. This is Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Eternal God, we hear your voice in these words, speaking to us across the ages. And in this day and time, you have your message for us to hear, to consider, and to obey. Help us, O Lord, your children, to discern what you say. Guide us and keep us through the power of Jesus, our loving Lord. Amen. Well, when Jesus speaks these words, the Last Supper has been shared, the feet have been washed, Judas has gone out, and they are left in this upper room, and the air is electric with some kind of anticipation of which the disciples know not. It is filled with anxiety because Jesus is saying what sounds like a goodbye. And they're sitting there hanging on every word in the context of this final meal, this final act of compassion, this final betrayal. It is a time that is heavy and full. And Jesus talks about the one thing that will bind the disciples together with each other and him with them, and then by extension, all of us together in the fellowship of Jesus Christ, under the authority of God and led by the Holy Spirit. It is indeed a heavy time. Throughout the Gospel of John, the word love is used some 58 times. It is the theme of John's Gospel that people simply love one another. John doesn't really get into all of the details and the administrivia and the questioning of the people around Jesus. John cuts to the chase and says, when you boil it all down, all the theology, all of the religion, all of the manifestations of people's faith in God. It boils all down to this one word, love. Love one another. And Jesus says, this will be the sign of you in me and I in you, that you love one another. That just sounds too simple, doesn't it, for those of us, particularly in the Presbyterian fold, who are the champions of education. And systematic theology is one of our favorite things to discuss. And how you believe and how you think has historically been so important to us. And then you had John Calvin, who came up with this idea of predestination, which tends to set us apart from everybody else. And that's too bad. I was not a great fan of John Calvin in seminary. Truth be told, I am still not. He's a little bit too stern for my way of thinking. And John Calvin was saying, you know, some people are in and some people are out, and you can't change that. So just accept it. Well, I'm sorry, John. That just does not fit with my experience of God. People used to ask me when I was a hospital chaplain, do you believe what will be? Usually it was a Baptist or a Methodist who was asking that in order to differentiate me from them. Do you believe what will be? And I would say to them, I believe that what will be largely has already been. That always kind of got them. Kind of like Haynes up here, who said, what? Well, you know, I don't buy into all of John Calvin's theology, and particularly that predestination bit, because my understanding of the life and the love of Jesus Christ is that in his atoning death on the cross, which was affirmed by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus did not say unto the flock of humanity, let's see, you're a goat, you're a sheep. You're not going anywhere. You're coming with me. That is not the message of the Gospel of John, or indeed of Jesus Christ. He died for all. And he says, there is one sign by which each of you will know that you belong to me, and that is if you love one another. One of my habits, of which I've got quite a few, some of them not so admirable, but one of my habits is that when I go to bed at night and offer my evening prayers, I ask myself, where have I shown love today? And then there's the flip side, where have I not shown love today? And implied in these two questions is an idea of God's judgment. Where I have shown love, that's a brownie point in my favor. Where I have not shown love, well, that's kind of a frowny face. In the book of life, judgment. Let me tell you something about judgment that I have finally figured out, and that is that the love of God and the judgment of God are always reconciliatory. God's judgment is always having the goal of reconciliation, making things right, not damning us for what we do wrong, but loving us into the compliance of the kingdom. God's love is not retributory. He's not out to find what's wrong with us and send us to hell for it. God's love is conciliatory and bringing us all together by bits and pieces and degrees. God knows that we are broken, and yet he still loves us, each and every one. You remember, what was that fellow, the power of positive thinking? What was his name? Who? Norman Vincent Peale. And then one of his disciples was the fellow who had the Crystal Cathedral. What was his name? Robert Schuller, Bobby Schuller. One of my seminary classmates was well into Norman Vincent Peale and actually got a job at the Crystal, a call at the Crystal Cathedral, and worked with Bob Schuller. And I always thought that he was a bit of a, well, do they still use the word prep? You know, always wearing khakis and polo, well, khakis, polo shirts, you know. All, he could go out and play six sets of tennis and not a hair would be messed up. He would not sweat. He might glisten a little bit, but he didn't sweat. And when I heard that he'd gotten a job at the Crystal Cathedral, I said, well, no wonder. Everything is wonderful in his life. Everything is great. And he's going to go to the Crystal Cathedral. And he's going to be working with Robert Schuller. And everything for him is roses and light. And then there's the rest of us who wound up in our first parishes, which were by and large country parishes, where there are wonderful people, but you have to learn in the country. There are certain lessons that are not going to be taught to you at the Crystal Cathedral, like how to slaughter a hog, how to dress out a hog, how to figure out when your well is going dry. All the wonders and the mysteries of septic tanks. You don't get that at the Crystal Cathedral. And your people at the Crystal Cathedral, they have their own set of problems, like somebody burned the biscuits. The turkey didn't come out quite as well as we wanted. The roast burned. In the country parishes, we had problems of mama's in jail again. It's kind of like the country western song. Somebody's in jail. There's a railroad involved in a pickup truck and an elderly dog who's on its last legs. Whole different scenario. Bob Schuller and Norman Vincent Peale were always looking on the bright side of life, and that's a wonderful thing, but it also neglects the seamy underside of life and the realities that we have to deal with. And we have to remember that between those two extremes, there is the love of God, which binds all of us together. The light and roses crowd and the darker side of reality. The love of God binds all of us together, and one is not better than the other. We're all broken, even those who are in the Crystal Cathedral. There are cracks in those panes. And guess what happened to the Crystal Cathedral? Well, after Bob Schuller was gone, it kind of fell apart, because I think it may have been built on an illusion that if you just think positive thoughts, life will be wonderful. And it was for a while. But then that reality took a turn, and everybody had to start living life based on reality and the ugly realities of the world. And the one common denominator that brings us all together is the love of Christ.
Now, the final thing I want to say today, because all of you are looking at your watches, is this. When Jesus talks about himself leaving but coming again, when Jesus talks about the love of the Father, when Jesus talks about sending another comforter to us, it is all with one goal, and it is to bring all of us into that holy fellowship of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the children of God who are part of the household. We don't need to decide who's in and who's out, because according to this, everybody's in. The beautiful and the ugly, the rich and the poor, the thin and those of us who are not so much. We're all part of the same household. One scholar even went to say, you know, instead of the Trinity, maybe we should talk about the quadrinity, because the children of God are all brought into that same household where in the fullness of time we will all live together. I think it's appropriate that on Mother's Day we talk about this love of God, which is our common denominator. The love of God, which helps us to stop majoring on minors and focus on the fundamentals. The love of God, which draws us all like that mother chick under the wings of God's providence and binds us all in the unbreakable and unshakable province that is ours. The love of God. The bridge which brings us into the kingdom. All of us. No exceptions. Now, maybe John Calvin. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your grace and your peace. We thank you for your love, which brings all of us along the road to eventually cross that bridge which leads into your kingdom. Father, we thank you for yourself, for Jesus, your Son, for the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter, and we thank you for each other, the fellow passengers and pedestrians along the road. Bless us, we pray, and guide us and keep us through the power of Jesus our Lord. Amen. And together, let us declare what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Children of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us unite our hearts and minds together in prayer before the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God, giver of all good gifts, we thank you on this day for the love of our mothers, which bore us in the womb and brought us into life and nurtured us along the way. Forgive, we pray, their imperfections and magnify their virtues. Help us to learn to love one another as you have loved us, and grant that all that we do may be a reflection of the love you have for all of your children. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we live in a world which is marked by hostility, hatred, and warfare. Send, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that the guns of warfare may be silenced and the voices of hatred may be stilled, and that the hope of a new world may be engendered among your warring children until that day when peace comes at last. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we go forth from this place as your disciples. Grant that the love which we share may be evident to the world. Keep us always loving, even when it is difficult, even when it reaps no reward. Help us to love without expectation or agenda. Lord, in your mercy. And send unto us, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may pray boldly the prayer which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us receive our tithes and our offerings as we present them to the Lord. Lord, we receive a portion of that which you first gave to us. Bless, we pray, each gift and each giver, multiplying the gift that your kingdom may be expanded and strengthening our hearts in the giving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Forth from this place in peace, to love each other, to serve the Lord, to honor our mothers, and to be bound together in the love of Christ, which is our common denominator. In the name of God the Father who created us, God the Son who came to be among us, and God the Holy Spirit whose grace is sufficient for us all. Amen.
Lord be with you till we meet again.